This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, May 30. Our passage is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. Christ Jesus gave himself. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. John 3:16 is probably the most famous verse in the Bible. Jesus said, "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." This is the heart of the good news message of Christ. Writing to his young friend Timothy, Paul unpacks what God's loving gift of his Son has accomplished. Christ Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all people. The Bible uses many images to describe the meaning of Christ's death. Here, as Paul calls Christ's sacrifice a ransom for us, he underscores the incredible cost of our birth to new life. Christ's death paid the purchase price for our spiritual freedom. The sacrifice of Jesus has broken that claim of sin and death on our souls and has restored us to our rightful place within God's family. The time has come to announce this amazing good news to everyone. Men and women, girls and boys, teens everywhere of every race, language, and nation can enjoy the wonderful good news of God's justice and righteousness, his peace and love. No wonder this is a day of celebration. As we gather with God's family in worship, and as we open God's Word together, may our new freedom in Christ grant us amazing joy. O Holy Spirit, help me to worship with others in praise of you today. Take away any excuse I have. Make worship my joy in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.